For grape growers, like Dave Crockett, birds are a big problem.
If they're just songbirds, the damage might be 3 to 5% of the total yield. If starlings come in, they can wipe out 50% of your crop in a day's time.
At $3,000 per ton, losses of that magnitude add up in a hurry. That's the problem that Roger Snow is trying to solve.
We saw falcons out in the fields. When the falcons arrived, the birds disappeared. We thought, wow, there's an idea here, and that's what sparked it off.
Over 7 subsequent months of research and development, Snow and his partners developed what he calls a fright kite.
It's a combination of a box kite and a single-pane kite. And the idea of the box kite attachment is to get it to rise very quickly, vertically, swoop, duck and dive. And the single-pane or plane kite is to give it the shape of a real peregrine falcon and the color of a falcon as well.
The faux falcon flies at the end of a tether attached to a pole from 20 to 42 feet tall. Snow says it is an easy, low-maintenance installation.
The farmer simply goes out in the field, he attaches the pole to a vine support or something like that, and then just lets it go. A 2-mile-an-hour wind will start to move the kite, and once it hits 3 to 4 mile-an-hour, it starts to rise. When you get up to about 12 mile-an-hour, it's almost vertical. And as the wind varies in speed and direction, then the kite ducks and dives and swoops. It moves around in all different directions. So there's no way a bird can get used to the fact that maybe somebody just sits there like a stuffed owl or scarecrow or something. This thing actually moves in very random patterns, so they don't get used to it.
That theory was put into test last year when Snow offered a few Sonoma County grape growers a free trial of his prototypes. One of them was Bob Salomon, who set up 2 kites on his 3.5 acres near Kenwood.
I could not believe the difference. Like, in the next day, the birds were just not coming in anymore. The thing's amazing. It kind of bobs around, and it's moving all the time. And the birds fly right into it. They said, I'm not going there. They'd be flying in, and they'd spot that thing, and then they'd just head another direction. I was extremely pleased with it.
Salomon promptly bought the kites and plans to deploy them again this summer.
I'm going to wait till I start to see the sugar levels get close and then put them back up, and I'm expecting the same result. I think that's the way to go.
Dave Crockett was another test site in Glen Ellen. He, too, was impressed with the results.
The results were phenomenal. The kites stayed up for roughly 2 months through harvest, and I had absolutely zero bird damage.
Snow's Hillsburg-based company, Falcon Crop Protection, is now marketing their kites at $300 for a single installation, that includes the pole and line, or $500 for the taller version. He says the kites work against many kinds of problem birds.
We've done control tests against starlings, finches, gulls, crows, seagulls. They just disappear.
So vineyards and wineries are not the only businesses he thinks will profit from his invention. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.